go to the book of James, and tonight, chapter 5. James chapter 5, if you will. It's James 1 on Thursday, and then James 3 last night, James 5. Debbie and I count it an honor to have been with you these three nights. I'll tell you, to be a holiday weekend, be Saturday evening, it's still pretty good attendance. And I thank God that you're here. And I trust we've come, I know we've come, with eager hearts, listening ears, to see what God has for us. And I'll make a confession. I'm as anxious, I'm as excited about the text tonight, I believe, I hope, as you are. Have I ever dealt with these verses before? I have. Every preacher in the house has. It's preached very long. But it is always thrilling to see what the Holy Ghost does with a paragraph of Scripture when He begins to handle it and apply it to our hearts. I'm amazed. In the fifth chapter of James, there is a paragraph. James doesn't stay on the same subject long. You're bound to have noticed that. He, I don't want to use the word skips, but he'll deal with one issue, and before you know it, he's preaching on something altogether different. The Holy Ghost has recorded these messages. If there's ever been a book of sermons in our Bible, it's the book of James. But tonight, I think we've got him isolated with one theme, one idea for a whole paragraph. I'm going to tell you what it is. He three times in his 108 verses talks about, here it comes, talks about prayer. Prayer. James believed in prayer. It is an emphasis of his ministry. The Bible doesn't tell us this, the New Testament. I'm drawing from history, but they think it's pretty accurate history. This James, the one the Holy Ghost used to give us this epistle, after he got saved, he rose as a leader in the New Testament church. God called him, obviously, to preach. And he ended up pastoring, if I can use that word, I think it's accurate, the biggest church in the early movement of Christianity. He was the leader of the church in Jerusalem. Now, we know that because of Acts 15. Luke is such a meticulous historian. They had a council meeting there discussing how a man gets saved. James is the key spokesman for the Jerusalem party in that meeting. And James was a rough preacher. Not going to repeat that. We saw it last night. Oh, could he proclaim the truth? He didn't care who he offended. He's going to preach what God laid on his heart. If this historical record is right, James was killed. James was martyred for his faith. Put to death because of what he believed about our Lord and about the Heavenly Father. Once they had killed him, when the disciples came to lovingly prepare his body for burial, they noticed something. I suppose they would have bathed him. I suppose they would have wrapped him in those linen cloths which were appropriate for that day. But somebody in washing him, I guess, touched his knees. They were amazed. Said to the one by, feel these knees, both of them, thick, tough, if I can use the word calloused. It became known in those days that James was old, you'll get it, camel knees. Camel knees. Those beasts of burdens often rested on their knees, and their knees would become rough and tough and again calloused. Why would James be camel kneed? Why would James have such thick skin in that part of his anatomy? I'll tell you why, and I'll take an amen if I can get it, because that boy practiced what he preached. He preached about praying, and he believed in praying, and he prayed as a man of God. If they're right, he prayed hours and hours and hours and hours. He knew God hears and answers prayer. That's going to make an announcement. I doubt there's a person in this house that prays like he ought to and likes he ought. We all ought to be students of prayer this evening. Every verse I'm going to read to you deals with prayer. Every single. He's going to take different life situations, things you're liable to experience as I would be, and he's going to tell us how to respond to them one by one. Let's begin. James chapter 5, I believe it's verse 13 to which I would first like to direct your attention. Look at it, if you will. Yes, I hear your pages. By the way, a number of you, and I mean a good number, have already taken me up on my little challenge. I don't know if the James books we've given out, preacher. We've had young ladies and young men come up. We've had preachers tell. They've read five times 25 chapters in James since Thursday evening. I hope there's more of you in that same category tonight. And if you have, see us after the service. I want to give you that little James book. All it is the book of James. King James Version, in the little format, you can put it in your pocket. It'll help you keep reading James. I don't need an amen. That is one powerful little book of the Bible. Oh, how we learn by going over and over again. I got to tell him a little story. It'll take 2 or 3 minutes. His name is Donald Gray Barnhouse. He's a preacher. Well-known preacher of yesteryear, not so much anymore. He's with the Lord now, has been a good while. Years ago, also in England, they had every year a convention, a revival week, a camp meeting called the Keswick Meeting. It was called Keswick because of the look up on the coast, north of London a good bit. They asked Dr. Barnhouse to come preach one of the Keswick weeks, and they urged him to pray about preaching the book of Ephesians. Preach Ephesians all week long to that group of God's choice men and others who came. Dr. Barnhouse said this, I'm leading up to something. He said on the ship, on the liner crossing,